855. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. And that is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
So I want to get into a bit of a different topic tonight, and that is education and what one lady thinks your children should be doing. She thinks there is one way that is the best way for children to be educated, and that is in the hands of the state. Mark, you have the story.
Yeah, this is this article is incredible, and I believe that it has the amount of comments have exceeded 5,000, I believe, on this, and
people feel strongly about
it. It's really blown up, and
I know. I think that it's been covered quite a bit on various different shows, as a matter of fact.
It's
in the Liberty Movement.
It's from Slate.com, and this is the same news outlet that had an article in the past that said something to the effect of homeschooling is unliberal. And
I don't even know what that means.
Well, it's not liberal. So some people self-identify as liberals, about 10 to 15% of the population.
Yes.
And some people homeschool do, too.
Yep, absolutely. And what the article is written for is for those people to know that their behavior is not good liberal behavior.
So they're getting their liberal card revoked because they're homeschooling?
Someone is questioning their liberal card.
Yeah.
So in this case,
Were she in charge of the liberal card, she probably would revoke them.
Well, this, by the way, is not written by the same person I checked, because I wanted to know, well, this is the same crazy lady who wrote that article.
The different
but
crazy
it's not.
Person.
And this article is, if you send your kid to private school, you're a bad person. You are a bad person if you send your children to private school. Not bad like murderer bad, but bad like ruining one of our nation's most essential institutions in order to get what's best for your kid bad. So, pretty bad.
That's almost as bad as urinating on the Washington Monument.
I wish that me keeping my child out of public school could somehow ruin one of this nation's most essential institutions, because I don't know what a nation is precisely, but I'm pretty sure that the government of this nation is a corrupt organization full of crazy people. And if I can ruin that institution, that's fine. I'm also reasonably certain that public schools are government indoctrination centers where kids are basically taken and babysat and on the public dime. They're middle-class, middle-class welfare babysitting facilities more than they are schooling facilities.
But there are people who send their kids to private school and homeschool them, and the government schools seem to be doing fine. I mean, they still exist. They've still got billions of dollars in budgets.
Let's let her make her case then.
Please, please.
Okay,
yes.
Absolutely. So I'm not an education policy wonk. I'm just judgmental, is what the Allison, I can't look at her last name here.
At least she admits it.
Yeah, she owns it at least. Yeah.
Bindicate. I looked her up on
Mendicant.
Bindicate.
Go ahead.
I'm doing my best here, man. But I don't know how she pronounces her name. I looked her up on Google Images. She's a real live person, it appears. But it does seem to me that if every single parent sent every single child to public schools would improve.
Odd.
Why?
Hold on. She doesn't say anything about married couples. She's only speaking to single parents.
here's a little hint for anybody who has an idea on how to make something better. If your statement starts with, if every single person did such and such.
If everybody did what I wanted, then there would not be bad things.
Right. This lady should be queen. She doesn't. She shouldn't be writing an article.
I'm sure she would like that.
She should be ruling over us with her little scepter. Okay, so your plan stinks if your plan begins with, well, if everybody would do such and such, well,
but
yes.
Hold on. If everybody agreed to the non-aggression principle, life would be wonderful.
Agreed.
That does not make my statement horrible, nor does it mean that I want to dictate to everyone what they must do. It
just
says that life would be wonderful if everybody agreed not to harm other people.
Yeah, but you're not going to get everybody to stick to the non-aggression principle.
I know.
Aware of that, right?
I am aware. I'm just making a statement of if everybody did this, life would be great.
But that's not really a plan. That's a more of a statement. Her plan is that if everybody was, would go to public school, then public schools would improve. And this is probably a true statement, right?
Someone like this is someone who wants to implement that. Like, if she were the queen, she would make it so that there were no private schools. And this is the, you know, the utopian vision of everyone who ever had an idea about the state. Not just, you know, liberals, but conservatives, any of these people who want to control others. And that's what Republicans and Democrats tend to be interested in, is controlling your life. And they all have their own plan on how best everything would work. I mean, every time we talk about national issues, usually somebody calls in with some way that they would change the federal government if only they were in charge, which, of course, they will never be in charge. There's no chance.
And lots of people have tried to change the federal government, people who are elected to office. Presidents have tried to change the federal government, and it's just not something that can be done.
Even though we know that it's unrealistic for someone to believe that, that doesn't stop them from having their vision for what they believe should be the case.
It's the ring of power.
Yeah.
It's because they're all going after the ring of power. If I could just get the ring of power. Well, there really isn't one.
Well,
it's
just
a government bureaucracy.
She wants what she thinks is best for everyone, and she thinks that if everyone would go to these government schools, then everything would be better for everyone, and so therefore she is very upset when people don't do what she thinks is best for them. And if only she were in charge, she would force them to do what is best for them, because she is the one with the knowledge. She is the one with the concern for her fellow man.
Now, get this.
This is so common.
Here's your selling point. Now, public schools would improve if everybody sent all their kids sent their all the parents sent all their kids
to public schools. Nonsense. I don't know why that would be the case at all.
But here's her selling point. It wouldn't happen immediately. It could take generations.
What?
Your children and grandchildren might get mediocre educations in the meantime, but it would be worth it for the eventual common good.
Wow.
She has separated,
published this?
Yes.
She has separated herself from reality so far. At least she admits it's not going to be quick. It's not going to be easy. But in 20,000 years, your great, 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 great times 2,700 grandchild.
Well, now you're exaggerating it, but yes.
Will thank you.
Why? I mean, why even then? Why would it be so much better? What is the rationale for the statement that
Stockholm syndrome?
Everyone's children into the governmental system schools would somehow improve them? How would that be the case?
Well, you just have to listen to what she has to say.
That's what I want to do, but I want to go to the phones first. Let's go to Mike. He's listening in Maryland. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
You guys are real troopers. I really appreciate y'all having a show today, because this way I still get my fix of live talk radio.
That's right. I don't know how many other shows were live today, but we definitely are. Go ahead.
Well, hey, thanks a lot. I want to mention, went to the anti-war rally in D.C., but I briefly want to talk about homeschooling, and there's a really good website. You may have heard of it. It's called OrwellToday.com.
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Basically, you go to that website, and they have like 50 or so different categories, and you click on it, and then there's quotes from the book, and it's uncanny how so many quotes from the book nearly match completely what's happening today. If I may,
Orwell,
can I read one short...
Today.com? OrwellToday.com?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
If I may I read one quote from there?
Sure.
Okay. This is from, 1984, obviously. Already we are breaking down the habits of thought which have survived before the revolution. We have cut the links between child and parent, and between man and man, and between man and woman. No one dares trust a wife or a child or a friend any longer. But in the future, there will be no wives and no friends. Children will be taken from their parents at birth, as one takes eggs from a hen.
Stand by, Mike. We can bring you back here in a moment. I don't know if they're taking kids from their parents at birth too often today, but one could certainly envision that in the future. And certainly this person is advocating that they take those kids for 8 hours a day. 855, 453, that is the article. We're coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free, 855-453. And that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a whole bunch of features. You get to actually create the content of the site. So when you go to freetalklive.com, you scroll down the page, you'll see news items, for instance, maybe blog posts. There's these links with numbers next to them. The numbers are votes. You may vote something up. You may vote it down. If you like or dislike, go and get interactive. And you can submit the content, too, that people, other people can vote on. So go and see it at freetalklive.com, and we'll see it, too, and might just talk about what it is that you've submitted to the site. So, again, go to freetalklive.com to get interactive.
When purchasing a stock, it's a good idea to look for, you know, a business that's in an emergent market. I am of the opinion that LED lighting is probably going to be the new wave in lighting, and that many businesses are going to switch over to LED lighting, especially when they can see a savings to their bottom line starting in the first year. And Force Field Energy at forcefieldenergy.com allows businesses to do that currently. Now, this isn't your home consumer level LED lighting. This is for big businesses, college campuses, municipalities, whatever it might be. They've got lighting for it, and they've got financing that allows them to finance these. They've got their deals that they make. They have exclusivity in the Western Hemisphere from their manufacturer. So they've got a lot of opportunities to make a lot of money. They've got many deals out. I think it's $40 million in contracts potential contracts out right now. And the expectation is that some of those will return. That's why I like ForceFieldEnergy.com, because they're providing a great product in an emergent market, and I think that that's going to make it so that they are going to make a lot of money, and their little stock that's now at $5.20 is going to go up well above that.
Of course, you could be wrong. Investments do involve risk.
But I am making that decision, and I am sticking with it. I'm invested in Force Field, as are you.
I am, yeah.
Yep, indeed. So if you want to get Force Field Energy, just go. The ticker symbol is FNRG. Anybody can get it. It's on the OTCQB exchange. They should be there, going on NASDAQ in the relatively near future. But if you've got $25,000 to invest, you can do a private placement and get the stock at $4. It's at $5.20. You can get it at $4. Well, you've got to hold it for 6 months. But at the end of that 6 months, there is a warrant. You can put them in your IRA. And they even have convertible notes if that's what your preference is. It's forcefieldenergy.com. I think it's a great company. I think it's a great opportunity. Go over there. Click connect. Contact us. ForceFieldEnergy.com. Contact us. You get a hold of them there. Telephone number, email, whatever you want to do to get into the private placement.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mike is with us listening in Maryland. And, Mike, you were telling us about a website that you found useful called Orwell Today. And you say that it's a site that actually has excerpts from 1984 with the intention of kind of comparing the fictional 1984 to the reality of today. Is that right?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. It puts quotes from the book in today's context.
Yeah, I'm on the site. It could use probably a redesign to make it look like it wasn't made in 1998, but I'm sure the content's interesting.
Squarespace.com can
help
with it.
They sure could. What else did you want to share tonight, Mike?
Well, yeah, I went to the, I don't know if you had any feedback from any anti-war protests, but I went to the one in D.C., Washington, D.C., and we went to the White House. And it was
didn't know they had anti-war protests anymore. That's good to know.
Yeah, there was a national day of actually an international day of action against war with Syria this past Saturday.
Great.
Yes, it was all over the world. And it was mainly sponsored by Answer Coalition, which I have certain reservations about them. But I went anyway, and there was roughly 200 people there. I went there at noon. I was there until nearly 3 o'clock. And after a couple hours, the cops started kettling the protesters right in front of the White House and put up these iron-gated barricades and chased other people off the sidewalk.
Right. And, as I understand it, the president, our dear leader, was going to give a speech, and you guys were being too loud.
Yes, from what I understand, our shouts were heard during his little Rose Garden speech, which that accounts for something. And
now, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
I'm sorry?
You interrupted this man's speech.
Oh, well, maybe I can do penance somehow. I don't know. But it was kind of interesting, and, I don't know how much good that does, but if I don't do anything, I'll go freaking nuts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. So I go out, the same protest, like you said, it was all over the world, was held here in Keene, New Hampshire. I tend to go out.
They do that every Saturday in
Indeed.
Keene.
Keene has one of the longest-running peace vigils in the world.
I would say they joined the Keene protests with their anti-war protests on Saturdays because Keene's there every single week. There are people there.
And I go out to this on a relative...
And they're anti-war, period, right?
Indeed. relatively regular basis, and I stand there, and you know, you're smiling, you're waving at the cars. Some of them are
get
getting
a job.
Some of them are Some people will say things like that on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
They don't know any other things to yell at people that are protesting.
You hate America.
I've always wanted to come back. Even the people that, you know, if it's a Tuesday afternoon, that they roll by and yell, get a job. I've always wanted to retort, why don't you get a job? What are you doing out at the middle of the afternoon?
So, I wonder to myself sometimes when I'm dealing with this stuff, you know, is it all worth it? But I think what you're doing is you're holding the space. My intention is that if I go out there, then some other people will say, you know what, I need to get out there too. And that if that place is just teeming with people to the point that they're spilling over, everybody wants their voice heard on this issue of peace in our time, then that's what I'm hoping for. I'm just hoping that if I go out, then other people will do it, and other people will do it, and that's what my goal is.
Sure, well, that's great. And they'd have a tough time arresting 250,000 people if they all showed up at once. But there was a couple of other interesting side notes as well. There were two other protests going on simultaneously. There was kind of like a anti-protest against us. They were basically anti-Assad people who wanted Assad overthrown and, of course, believe in the narrative, or say they believe in the narrative, that Assad was behind the chemical weapons, which I find ludicrous. So I talked to a couple of the people. This is a really attractive young lady who was Syrian. I talked to her, and I said, so you're saying that we need to kill more Syrians by bombing them because, according to you, Assad set up the chemical weapons. I said, what sense does that make? He would, for him to set off chemical weapons, he was winning the war, and he would look like a complete idiot harming innocent civilians. And there was just like this disconnect. I suspect, my gut tells me that it was probably a CIA-sponsored front group. They had the big Syrian flags, you know, professionally made signs. And then there's another protest further back in Lafayette Park. It was a Egyptian protest, and they had a lot of signs, and they had about 200-300 people. And I think they were pro-Mubarak people.
So I'm glad to hear the people were hitting the streets. I tend to agree with you that there isn't really much that comes out of it, except maybe some networking and people making people feel good about doing something. And I think it is important to do something rather than sit back and just, you know, play spectator. I thank you for the call, Mike. Appreciate the story. 855-453. You can tell us what happened to you over the weekend. It's a Free Talk Live. Were you at one of these protests?
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Superfam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and are you a bad person if you don't send your kids to government school? That is the story that Mark started the hour with, and there is more to that, I believe, correct?
Oh, yes.
So we're going to get back into that when we get a chance. We'll also continue with your calls, 855-450-FREE. It doesn't have to be on topic. You don't have to talk about schools to get on the air with us here. In fact, we ended up talking about protests, the anti-war protests that apparently went on, or anti-Syrian war protests that occurred on Saturday internationally, which I was glad to hear about. It was first I heard about it. Unfortunately, I didn't know that was going on. So we'll continue whatever you want to talk about here at 855-450-FREE in moments.
Well, offsetting voices that say that somehow sending your kid to private school or homeschooling them or whatever it is that you're doing to educate your child is somehow anti-government and against the common good are voices like SchoolSucksProject.com. It's a podcast that focuses on promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. Clearly, the woman who wrote this article has a strong level of state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. You can find them at SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, let's continue here. We go to Skype. By the way, you can Skype us at username lrn.fm. British Columbia is where Scott is located. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Wanted to ask a question about the social contract.
Oh, please.
I hear a lot of people say, you know, I didn't sign the social contract. When did I sign the social contract? And I'm somebody who's actually moved from the U.S. to Canada.
Okay.
And by choosing to move into an area, just like, you know, moving into Keene or anywhere else, don't you kind of implicitly sign the social contract when you move?
Did you not, actually, if you've moved, if you become a citizen of the Canada, and sometimes if you even enter, you do actually sign some document that says, I agree to abide by all the rules and laws and blah, 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 right?
Right. Well, we've literally signed the contract.
There is a contract, there is a statement that the government does not stand by. And one thing that you can be certain of is that when the government agents violate their own laws, they will not hold themselves to it.
Right.
So
can I put
an
addendum
on there? I release you from any one-sided contracts you might have signed with these people.
I wonder if they would accept it if you put a little addendum on. Because sometimes when I get a government paperwork, I will cross out some words and put other words in their place. I wonder if they would accept something like, sure, I'll agree with to follow your laws, so long as all of your bureaucrats follow all of your laws, too.
Well, I'm going to have to hold them responsible. I mean, I'm going to have to be able to hold their bureaucrats responsible in my courts and, you know, put them on trial, let them show evidence. They can come and they can present. There won't be any lawyers allowed in my courts either, unless those lawyers are charged with something. So, yeah, I think that that's completely fair.
You know, if I did sign a social contract by being born, then it was certainly under duress because I never consented, you know, intentionally consented. So the question that I've asked repeatedly in various forms and formats is, how is signing a contract under duress anything other than, being coerced into something? You know,
sure.
And they say that if you sign a contract under duress, that it is null and void. So if I ever did sign the social contract, it was under duress,
and you didn't have
which makes the contract null and void.
Right. Not only did you, not only were you under duress. Say, let's say if you signed up for a driver's license, for instance, because that's one that you did when you could actually comprehend something, right?
I was told that if I wanted to be able to travel and whatnot, I needed this document.
If you want to not have men with guns force you off the road and
yes,
possibly kill you for driving to wherever it is you want to go, then you have to have this government paperwork. Although there are some that say that you don't, and I really like the Freedom to Travel activists. But where were you going with your call tonight, Scott?
Well, and duress was actually one of the things that occurred to me was, you know, if we're choosing what we consider the least worst option, isn't that a form of coercion right there?
Sure.
But the question also did apply to, you know, people moving to Keene, for example. Do they kind of implicitly sign the social contract when
no,
they move to Keene?
No, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's what the government bureaucrats will state. They believe that fully. But then again, that's their religious belief system, so of course they do. Look, just because I move to a plot of land that another group of individuals calls something, in this
you
case,
didn't like the plot of land that you were living in, and love it or leave it, so you've left it, and you went to another plot of land, and so now
right,
those people are saying, well, you came here, yeah, so therefore you agreed to abide by blah, blah, blah.
I don't acknowledge
right, well,
that.
You know, they didn't respect my property in Sarasota, Florida, whence I came. I was born in Sarasota Memorial Hospital, spent the majority of my life there at the point that I left, and it's not like they left me alone there, that they didn't demand taxes
well,
from me
there.
Well,
it's your fault that your mother didn't plop you out in another plot of land.
Where? In
where
Antarctica?
They would have. Yes.
Right.
But no, this is what the people who are in government fully believe, that if you move within their geographic boundary that they made up at some point in, you know, a couple hundred years ago, that therefore you must obey every little ordinance and stricture and statute that is
put down upon you. And they have to have acquired that land in a legal fashion.
Well, everything they do is legal.
I suspect what they do, well, I'm talking from a moral fashion. Okay.
Ah, moral.
From a moral,
that's
system.
Different.
Chances are good they killed and destroyed in order to get that.
Yeah, probably
and
some Indians.
Even if there was no native life on that piece of land, likely when they decided to put the government in place, there was cranky old Bob, and Bob says, I don't want anything to do with your government. And they went ahead and they instituted a government and they made Bob play along, and they told Bob, look, Bob, we're going to take your property if you don't play along. And Bob's mm-hmm. like, you people stink. But he went ahead and played along because he didn't want his property taken from him because he knew that these people were crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Scott?
So I'm here representing Bob, Scott.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to get your opinion about that. That was it.
Right,
and to say thank you very much for helping me kind of have a different mindset about things.
Thank you for the call tonight, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. And thanks for calling on our live Labor Day edition. We are actually here in the studio. I don't know how many other shows were live today, but we are one of the few. 855-450-FREE. You can usually count on Free Talk Live to be live on anything deemed a holiday, just because we love doing radio that much.
If the day ends in Y,
we are on the air.
I think, Ian, I was talking about this on air last night. I think we've been live every single day since the Sunday show started, which was a couple of years ago,
yeah.
And then before that, every single day for a few more years. So the Sunday shows were relatively new for Free Talk Live,
yeah.
A relatively new invention. We've been doing that for a couple of years, and that makes us 7 days a week.
That's
but
right.
Prior to that, you and I did the show 6 days a week, simply because we liked, you know, getting and talking on the radio.
It's true.
But I think we did it for a couple of years prior to that, like 5 years without a non-live show.
Yeah, I know that there was the 7 years ago when we moved to New Hampshire, there was one day that we took off because we had to move some tables around and get the studio working again.
I don't know if we did a live show the first night of your loss of your mental faculties,
yeah.
Upon LSD. I'm not 100%
sure. It wasn't LSD. I stayed up for several days, actually.
Right after having been LSD. Like, that couldn't have been a factor.
Total coincidence. Total coincidence.
Couldn't have been a factor.
You know, the guy that that took the mushrooms or whatever and took all his clothes off in Bellows Falls, Vermont, actually has been ordered to undergo a mental evaluation, and we talked about him a few days ago on the program. I don't know if you were here that night, Mark.
No, I don't think I was.
Friday night. So there's a gentleman that was at the Rainbow Gathering.
I don't know if gentleman is the right word, but...
Okay, well, I don't know the guy personally, but I did send him a friend request.
Until we can prove otherwise.
I did send him a friend request on the Facebooks and had a brief conversation with him. Again, the rumor had been going around that he had found God on the psychedelic, that it was his first time. He said it was not his first time. He has had spiritual experiences before, but this was, like, the major
connection.
He probably
also found pink elephants and, like, rainbow-colored unicorns.
Anyway, I think it'll be interesting. He's planning on running for sheriff, and I hope he does it naked. I don't know, but whatever one, I hope he does it naked, because I think that would be hilarious. And I suggested to him to bring a video camera into the psych evaluation. I think that would also be interesting. So we'll keep you up to date on what happens to him. Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of your toll-free, 855-453. If you enjoy the program, you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, what are we doing? Well, we're spreading the ideas of liberty all around the world and spreading them on over 125 radio stations coast to coast and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom online. Go to freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the show there and get archives and all kinds of stuff for free. But it's not free to run that website, let me tell you. It's only getting more expensive over time. So if you want to help Free Talk Live in its mission, you may do so. One of the ways you can do it is by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping taken care of. Get whatever it is you're looking to buy through Amazon, Newegg, and a few other different stores online. You enter through the links that we provide to you at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's very simple, takes only a moment for you, and makes a big difference for us. Shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, we'll continue, by the way, on the education topic here when we get a chance. But Robert is on the line in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Let me understand you something here, Ian. You mentioned about when you moved from Florida up to the Hampshire, both you and Mark did. But let me understand you for a minute. Are you saying that if I uproot from where I live and decided that I just wanted to move to Keene, is it obsolete? Do you have to follow any type of rules at all?
What was the last statement?
What's the question? If what?
Am I obligated to have to follow any of the Hampshire's rules, like, for instance, a driver's license or registration or something like that?
No, I don't believe that you are, personally. I think that
morally
the only thing
responsible,
you're
responsible. No.
I think the only thing you're morally responsible for is not harming another human being,
right,
not going out and getting some
and
government piece of paper.
Your word. And
but that doesn't have to do with getting a driver's license or anything like that. So, no, I don't think that you have to follow any of their ordinances because you didn't, unless you consent to them.
They might claim that you are obligated to follow their ordinances, but you are not ever asked to sign a piece of paper saying that by being an inhabitant in this plot of land that I agree to follow every dictate of people claiming authority over me.
They have something like that with if you register to vote. The piece of paper
that
is very similar
is
to that.
Is being challenged, and there is a hearing in February.
As there should be.
The ACLU filed a lawsuit on behalf of some college students because the Republicans last year decided that even though the language in the New Hampshire Constitution says that all inhabitants have a right to vote, that they would change the voter registration form to say that by registering to vote, I declare that I am a resident and will abide by all...
They used to have that, actually, years ago.
It's been one of those
statement.
Things that every couple of years when the legislature flips between Republicans and Democrats,
yeah, well, and I crossed
each party
it out,
undoes or redoes whatever it is.
When they had the statement,
it's finally being challenged to the state Supreme Court.
It's when they had that statement in the voter registration, I crossed it out and they still accepted my voter registration.
Now, would I be a resident of Vermont still, or would I be a resident of New Hampshire?
It's up to you. In my opinion, it's up to you. And I'm not an attorney. By the way, Robert, you might be interested to keep an eye on freekeen.com, because within the next 2 weeks, I'm expecting to get a letter from the New Hampshire DMV. There was a lengthy hearing that I had at the DMV where the New Hampshire, where the Keene police were trying to get my so-called driving privileges revoked. And
I saw that.
Yeah, so basically the DMV is going to make a decision on that particular case, and they have 30 business days in which to do that. It has now been 30 calendar days, more than 30 calendar days, but 30 business days is actually about 6 weeks. So we're still waiting. So there's 2 more weeks left they have to send this verdict in. And ultimately, my argument was that residency is something you have to seek. It's something you have to do on your own volition.
And your argument is based on their own rules saying that anyone who declares residency in another state for any reason is not a New Hampshire resident.
Correct. So in theory, now again, this is just our interpretation of their rules, but in theory, Robert, you would be able to remain a Vermont resident, but yet inhabit and vote in New Hampshire. Make sense?
That works for me.
There you go. Yeah, as long as you only vote in one place, it's not election fraud.
Right.
So, you know, if you're not being dishonest in that way, then it's fine.
The Republicans here, specifically Granite Grock, which is another show here in New Hampshire.
I don't think they have a show anymore.
Yep, they're on the air now.
Oh, they're back?
Yep, you're wrong.
Okay.
They have been researching this, and they are showing case after case after case of Democrats coming to the state, Democrat operatives coming to the state, voting, and they'll get absentee ballots from their state and voting there, too.
That's illegal.
So, of course it's illegal, yeah. But this is one of the difficulties is that they can't get the state's attorney to do anything about it. So then they'll say, well, there's been one documented case of voter fraud in all 50 states in a million years. So why are we passing laws for this? Well, because no one will go after these people that are breaking the law because it's, you know, white-collar crime. So that's a difficulty.
It's going to be an interesting theory because I'm thinking about testing the waters here. I mean, I like where I live at. I like what's going on in Vermont, but I want to be a little bit more a part of, now that I can because I got some life changes going on with my, with myself, I want to be a little bit more part of what's going on, you know, over in Keene.
Well, that's exciting because there's a lot happening, and it's not just in Keene. It's all across New Hampshire, and, of course, the Free State Project is the reason why. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Now, of course, the state people want you to believe that residency is an obligation, that as soon as you've lived in a specific plot of land for a certain period of time, that you're obligated to register your car with that local state or to get a driver's license from that state. And most people believe that, right? Because that's just what people think. Well, I've gone to a new place. In fact, a lot of Liberty people, you'll see they post on the Free State Project forums, you know, questions like, I just got to New Hampshire. How do I establish residency?
Yep.
And my question immediately back
why
is,
do you
why?
Want to establish residency?
Right. What is the benefit for you? The only benefit that has ever been suggested to me, because I've asked this question, what's the benefit of establishing residency? The best answer I've received for that question so far is that you can get a discount on college if you do it. If you're like a resident of a state, you get a better deal on a lot of college.
You can get in-state tuition.
The reason I did it when I originally showed up, and I'm somewhat convinced on what your topic here is, but the reason I did it is I wanted that license plate that said "Live Free or Die." I wanted.
You don't have to be a resident to register your vehicle. You do have to be a resident to get the New Hampshire driver's license.
I just wanted to sort of own it, you know, in that way. I was excited to have moved to New Hampshire. I was excited to be, you know, here and part of the Free State Project.
I don't feel free by putting the state's tag on my car and showing that they own me. And to me, when I moved to New Hampshire, if I were to have gone to register and all that stuff, then I would have then had two tags on my car. It was bad enough having one on it from Florida. But in New Hampshire, they own your car from front to back. You get two tags to put on your car.
Well, there's snow in New Hampshire.
And,
it makes a little bit more sense.
Does that have to do with anything?
And it can cover up rear license plates.
So? It can cover up front license plates.
If someone's trying to read your license plate from the rear, they're not in front of you.
Okay.
And in addition to that, you've also got this. The third thing that they slap on your car in New Hampshire is this inspection sticker.
Indeed.
And they're constantly pulling people over for expired
brand new cars being inspected. From Florida. You know, the fact is, I believe the Florida mean income is even lower than New Hampshire. You'd expect the highways to be littered with old broken cars. It's nothing like that.
One thing that I find interesting is that Rhode Island actually did away with their inspections a couple of years ago.
Hmm. Yeah, well, Florida did away with theirs in the maybe late 70s, early 80s.
Wow. So my position is residency is something one has to seek. The New Hampshire statutes seem to back that interpretation up.
Yes.
And so it'll be interesting to see what the DMV administrator decides on this.
This isn't a judge, though.
No, he's a hearings administrator.
It'll be interesting, but it's not binding anyway. This is just some bureaucratic.
It will be interesting to see what the state Supreme Court decides in February.
It'll be binding in the case that they will suspend my so-called privileges to drive
They will do, but then you're able to take it to court and actually get a judge.
Well, that's another question.
You could appeal to the state Supreme Court,
is that true? That was my question, is they suggested there was a way to appeal the DMV decision, but that comes back to the conversation we were having earlier. How do I take something to the Supreme Court that wasn't decided by a lower court? This isn't a court. It's a DMV administrator.
Yes, you'll have to ask a lawyer and folk.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll see what happens, though. It's still yet to be determined. He's taking his sweet time getting this information.
Well, he's
hopefully he rules in your favor.
Hopefully
he does.
It
seems as though 2013 has been the year of activist winning in court.
We've had a lot of activist wins in court thus far this year, and I hope you're right. And if he does rule in my favor, it'll be a real slap to the face of the Keene police, who've been trying. They've been wanting to get me for this for years.
And the Amazon prosecutor.
Yeah. And they finally went after me.
That lady, why her height has anything to do with this?
And she is a big lady.
It has nothing to do with what year it's done either.
855-450-FREE. It's the best word to describe her. She's an Amazon woman. And more coming up. You can take control. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
What are you, a skinny man?
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people. Like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast. That many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.